This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And here in Connecticut, we have a little bit of sea history. Not sea as the letter, but sea as the oceans. And joining me this morning is Shannon McKenzie. She's the Vice President, Museum Operations at the Mystic Seaport Museum. Now, Shannon, one thing I just want to get off. I was talking to someone the other day, and I told them I was going to be speaking with you. And they were like, wait, the Seaport also has a museum? So, like, unfortunately, it's not a thing that's known. So we're going to try to change people's minds and get some people down there today. Is that okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
So today, June 19th, you have the Juneteenth celebration coming up today. So we'll get into that a little bit. What do you guys got planned today for Juneteenth?
So here today for Juneteenth, we've partnered with Discovering Amistad, which operates the schooner Amistad. And we're having an afternoon celebration starting at 3 o'clock today. There's free entry for participants after 2:30. The event will include an African drum processional, tours of the schooner Amistad, a really wonderful moderated panel discussion on the history of Juneteenth and the present day implications of that Freedom Day that commemorates the end of slavery. We're going to have food trucks with all sorts of African food, craft vendors, Cape Verdean music, a children's art show, just a really nice, informative and celebratory event to commemorate Juneteenth.
That's awesome. Now, like I say, people unfortunately don't understand, where is the museum in relation to the seaport or that area in general?
Thanks so much. Yeah, I know people tend to get a little confused. Mystic Seaport Museum is a 17-acre museum along the Mystic River, north of downtown Mystic. And we have all sorts of activities here. There's indoor exhibits, outdoor games on the green, waterfront demonstrations, maritime trades demonstrations. We also have a working shipyard where vessels are hauled out. And there's a wealth of opportunities. You can spend days here at the museum wandering around, enjoying the outdoor space, visiting with your friends and family.
And correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't a good chunk of the Amistad's restoration done there?
Yeah, the Amistad that will be here is a reconstruction of the original vessel. It was done here in our Henry B. DuPont Preservation Shipyard, where she was built. She spends a lot of her winters here and then travels out during the summer taking school children aboard. So she's out right now and will be at the museum for the Juneteenth event.
That's awesome. I mean, there's so much history in that area. I love going to that area, just being down by the water. I'm not a beach person, but I just love the history that's down there. The history outweighs my dislike for salt water.
Well, luckily this is a river, so we're a little more brackish than the ocean, so you might find that you enjoy it.
And that's why I like that. I mean, there's just so much history, the atmosphere, there's so much going on. It's just a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah, all along the water here, you can look across the river, see the historic ship captain's homes on the other side of the river. You can find out about our location where shipbuilding has been done for centuries here, and really kind of explore the whole region through the eyes of the maritime experience.
And I mean, there's so much going on. People can always check out mysticseaport.org. You got all the information coming up. And coming up next week, the 24th and the 26th, the Wooden Boat Show. Like, we've all been to car shows, but boat shows got to be a whole different animal, I'd assume.
Yeah, you're right. This is really one of our most popular events. It's our busiest three-day weekend of the summer. It's hosted in partnership with Wooden Boat Magazine, and we have so much going on over those 3 days. There's amazingly, beautifully restored wooden boats on display in the river. There's boats on land on our village green that are called I Built It Myself. So it's just amateur builders that have spent time building a boat in their garage or their backyard, and they come to the show to show them off. And it really shows how accessible wooden boats are to the general public and to people. There's over 100 vendors on the grounds selling everything you could possibly need for your wooden boat, or to be out on the water, or to just kind of enjoy the maritime experience. Down in our shipyard, we bring in a variety of experts to do skills demonstrations. So you might stop by and see someone doing a demonstration on blacksmithing or steam bending planks, tool sharpening, all sorts of different skills demonstrations are done. We also host a speaker series where you can find out about from wooden boat builders about recent restorations that are going on in this area. Authors about wooden boats, people who have made round the world voyages will be speaking as well. So there's so many things to experience while you're here, as well as added to all of our regular museum offerings. You can still visit all of our exhibits, enjoy our beautiful outdoor dining along the river while you get to enjoy the wooden boat show.
And I mean, the museum itself is just a work of art, no pun intended. I mean, it's a beautiful building. I mean, the architecture is amazing. Being down there in the summer, spring, fall, there's just so many different things to see, the boats coming in, going out. So now one weird question. So you have the wooden boat show. Are people allowed? I'm assuming it's up to the owner, but like, can people go on the boats?
Some of the boat restorers will welcome visitors aboard. Many of our museum vessels will be available for boarding as well, like the Charles W. Morgan and the L.A. Denton. So you can definitely get aboard while you're here. We also have a variety of ways to get out on the water just as part of the museum experience. We have a boathouse where you can take out a rowboat or a sailboat or even a paddle boat on your own and take your family out for a little row and enjoy the Mystic River. We have captained motorboat rides that give you a waterfront cruise and tell you all about the museum and everything we have going on. So that's a really great way to for folks that aren't comfortable sailing themselves to get out on the water and have that experience out there. And then we have a sailboat that you can take out with a captain called the Breck Marshall. So there's so many different ways that you can enjoy your kind of find your sea story while you're here at Mystic Seaport.
And that's the, you know, the seaport, that whole area is one of those places in my mind people need to visit more than just one time of the year, because especially down there, you know, the leaves are changing, the water's changing, everything's changing, boats coming, boats going. It's definitely a place I feel people need to visit more than once. And that's where, you know, school's out, summer's coming, July 1st, summer free museum begins. What's that all about if people are looking to get out of the house with their kids this summer?
Yeah, it's such a wonderful opportunity. Building on the success of last year, the state of Connecticut is offering free access to a number of museums around the state throughout the summer. So it starts on July 1st and it ends on Labor Day. We'll be participating in it this year. So Connecticut residents, kids all get in free with one adult. So it's a really great way to make the museum accessible to everyone in the state. You can just come on down with your kids, enjoy a beautiful day here at the museum, and take advantage of all that we have to offer. We're really excited to be able to do this again this year. There's such a wealth of outdoor experiences here. Kids can run around, enjoy a great place, look out at the river. And really, you know, there's so much to do in addition to the other things I've talked about, planetarium shows, boat building. We have games out on the green for kids to participate in. We have children's museums, craft areas, all sorts of different activities that are just part of our regular offerings here, in addition to all of the different events that we have throughout the course of the summer.
And that's, you know, that area, there's just so much to see. You got amazing restaurants down there, beautiful walking areas. You know, you can definitely spend a good part of the day down there just taking it all in. It's definitely a place that you can just go, relax, unwind, enjoy family, pack a lunch, you know, sit down by the river, watch the boats come in and out during the day. And it's so cool that, you know, the state last year, we took a lot of that, you know, the museum tours for free with my kids and did that. And it was going to those different places you might not have been to. So if people, you know, are looking for something different, it's a nice summer day. You want to get down to the shore. You can head down to the Mystic Seaport Museum, head down to the seaport, look at the big boats, you know, coming in. Who doesn't like boats? Let's be real.
I agree.
And there's stuff coming up all summer. You got July events, you got August events. You know, let's whet people's appetite, if you will, coming into the summer months.
Well, just, you know, speaking of appetites, we have invested a lot into the museum over the course of the last winter into our food service. And we have some really nice outdoor dining facilities where you can just come and sit down and enjoy some food and a drink and look out over the water and enjoy being outside. And in order to you know, take even more advantage of that, we've added a bunch of pub sings throughout the summer. So we have sea musicians coming to play music near our Spouter Tavern, where you can enjoy a dinner and a drink and listen to some music and really just relax and embrace all the beauty that the Mystic River has to offer. So there's going to be three of those throughout the summer. In addition, we do an Arts on the Quad program on the weekends, on a variety of different weekends throughout the summer, where we have local artists and performers come in. So this summer, we have folks like the Flock Theater, Will Evans, Sean McCann, a variety of different musicians and performers that will be in the evenings here at the museum, where you can come and bring your lawn chair and just really enjoy all that our outdoor offerings have to offer.
Yeah.
Throughout the summer, we have so many different returning events. We have this really fun and popular event called the Antique and Classic Boat Rendezvous, where we have a variety of traditional vessels that come in that culminates in kind of a downriver parade in the afternoon, where all the boats parade through the drawbridge downtown together. It's a really nice community event. And that's just one of our, you know, weekend long events. Another really fun one is our Antique Marine Engine Show. This is one of my favorite events in the summer. We have about 200 engines that come in from all around the country. We have a steam boiler brought in to run these and operate them. It's, you know, in the middle of August, so it's this dusty, loud, you know, engines running. It's such a great event for us and brings so many people in. So that's just, you know, two of our weekend long events. We have a theater performance this summer, the first week in August, highlighting Paul Cuffey, called Captain of Color. And that will be a really nice evening theatrical performance that we're putting on. So, you know, I just really encourage everyone to follow us on social media, check our website calendar and see all the different events and activities that we have to offer throughout the season.
And then you can go to that mysticseaport.org. All the information's there. Joining me again this morning, Shannon McKenzie, Vice President in Museum Operations at the Connecticut or the Mystic. Well, it's in Connecticut, I guess you can say.
It is so here in Connecticut, yep.
The Mystic Seaport Museum, there's just so much history in the, you know, on the water, in the water. Connecticut has so much history of things around the marine, and it's just, there's just so much to do down there. Just go down, so many events. Like I said, you can go to the website, mysticseaport.org. Take a beautiful day, go down there, spend the day, look at some beautiful boats, have some beautiful food, listen to some great music. So again, you can get all that information, mysticseaport.org. And joining me this morning again is Shannon McKenzie. She is the Vice President for Museum Operations at Mystic Seaport Museum. Head out there. It's down in Mystic, Connecticut. You can't miss it. It's a beautiful place. mysticseaport.org. Get out and enjoy the water, the maritime festivities. All these things happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.